Hey, thanks for hanging there. I know it's late Wednesday, not Friday, Wednesday afternoon, but my student, Doc Bowen, could not make it, so I have to give this talk on behalf of him. But really, it's his work, so I'm a more messenger here. So if you have any question or like to discuss more related issues, his email is clear. Very vivid, so you can feel free to contact him. A couple co-authors involved in helping out Doc's work, they are also listed there. So the basic idea of his work is really trying to find a kind of in-between type of skill that can connect remote sensing footprint and ground-based point observation. So obviously, the slide there shows the SMAP type of target, but the methodology this study focuses on could be applied to other remote sensing images like SMOS and ANSERT and others. So the basic idea really is that in a watershed like the one we have done a lot of monitoring called Shell Hills, Critical Zone Observatory, it's a forested landscape, is that the distribution of soil moisture is really organized based on how the soils are distributed in the landscape as well as the terrain. And so we are trying to explore how we can use the knowledge of soil distribution and the terrain to provide a way of downscaling the remote sensing footprint, of course using the ground-based point observation to calibrate that kind of downscaling and therefore provide a kind of way to connect the footprint and the point data. The other thing that the data would later will show is the vegetation itself. So the whole catchment in this particular case is pretty much forest. But forest is not the same everywhere, all right? So in this particular site, for example, it has a lot denser trees along the valley floor where you tend to see the wetter soil moisture in terms of organization. But along the hill slopes and the ridge top, they are drier in red in this particular soil moisture map, and the vegetation also is less dense. So even in the forest land, you can utilize the vegetation pattern in some ways to help constrain the downscaling. So that's the basic idea, soil terrain and some kind of vegetation consideration. Well, I don't need to say anything about this in terms of important soil moisture, just this particular slide that Doc put together illustrates SMOS usefulness in regional monitoring of drought happened 2011 in Europe. So the basic methodology used is sketched here, where you do have satellite near surface moisture that you could retrieve and utilize in some ways. In this particular methodology developed, somehow I still need to understand a little bit more this, the bias correction factor he utilized. But the core is really this called SMART model, which was published in last year actually. Basically, a very simple model, next slide will show, just input-output model mass balance approach. But we would utilize this ground truthing data, in this case it's kind of forest landscape that we have a lot of monitoring data, to fit in this ensemble common filter approach to feed back to the model. So you basically use the time series data to make your model prediction more reasonable, relying on the ground type of observations. So the simple mechanism of this SMART model, not a SMAP, so moisture from satellite, but SMART model, is quite simple based on the mass balance approach. Without getting into all the details, which are kind of a little bit beyond what I try to highlight here in the interest of time, but really just ring-aimed logic where you have the kind of bucket model conceptualization. And two key parameters here in this formulation is that, during the wet condition, you do have water loss through the leaching part, in not just the evaporation part. But In terms of the moving downwards, you have a kind of diffusive term there that spill into this water flux calculation. So the parameter alpha is basically water loss rates based on the particular soil type or landform units. Talking about that type of model, we utilize the knowledge about different soil type and in different landscape positions to see how we can use a more appropriate parameters to fit in the model. So we want to test that kind of idea in our forested catchment shale hills based on, later I will explain next slide, different landform units and soil types. So this one shows you some of the data that we have that Doc used in his modeling and comparison with the remote sensing data. In this particular case, he ended up using, I was hoping he could use SMAP, so SMAP. He started with this EMS data, the surface moisture information, and those are the actual monitoring data we have in the catchment about Luzon soil moisture in different soil types and landform units. So he tried to connect the two. So the foundation of his methodology really relies in the understanding of soil distribution and landform in the catchments. So here, this map shows the six units that we delineated based on the knowledge of soil type and the landform in the catchment, colored in different ways. But basically, you have the blue one in the valley, and then the dark green in the swale, and then light green kind of also deeper soil around the swale area. And then you have the ridge top, which is this kind of orange color. And then the rest is kind of planar hill slope, which is kind of light orange type of color there. So you basically have these six units that we like to build into the modeling estimation or downscaling of the satellite data. So we have the water retention curve actually developed based on our actual soil moisture monitoring in the catchments. So here shows you the water retention characteristics for each of the six units, which you can imagine based on the understanding of the soil, that the wet soil in the valley versus the dry soil in the ridge top show very clear distinct water retention curves. And then the other one he built into his methodology is called covariance function for each of the six units, essentially based on the understanding of soil and the landform organization to determine using this kind of curve to show how important, for example, in each of the six units, a particular location has in terms of its impact on the overall pattern of the catchment moisture distribution based on like elevation and upslope contributing area. So with that kind of structure built into his modeling, although the model itself is a fairly simple one, but he built into this parameterization of the model, and then he used the time series data to use the common ensemble common filter to make the prediction hopefully more reasonable, which I will show next slide, the result of that. But this slide shows the procedure he employed in terms of understanding from the coarse satellite footprint with a few point ground-based observation. But he then built in the bias correction and then the smart prediction calculated based on the six soil landform units, and then update that based on the local covariance type of model. And then he, again, utilizing the similar approach, but based on the time series data to update the prediction using the ground truthing data. So here is an example of what he ended up with in terms of the kind of input data from the satellite for three units illustrated here versus what he ended up with in terms of Luzon soil moisture content. Here you see the red one being the model predicted one, and then the blue dots are the actual observed data, and then the bars are just indicating the range of the variations indicated. So here's the way to show the result of that. On the y-axis is the predicted versus observed on the s-axis in terms of time series from 2007 to 2009. And you can see the overall bias, so to speak, even though he tried to collect the satellite data bias, but also taking into account soil landform information. Nevertheless, the model overall seems to underpredict observed soil moisture data. However, if you look closely based on the six units we delineated, there are clear differences. In terms of the bias, tend to be in the valley floor, in the wetter areas of the catchment. But in a drier area like ridge top, they tend to show much better predicted results. And that's also the area where the vegetation is less dense. So the other way to look at model performance is like this. So more generalized based on the wet part of the catchment, the intermediate one, and the dry part of the catchment in terms of time series performance based on a model prediction. It does capture the general pattern in terms of the organization of the catchment in terms of Luzon soil moisture content, how that changes over time. Looks like I'm running out of time, so I won't get further into the details. Instead, to wrap up, in terms of basic message here in Doc's work, one is that we do believe soil type and terrain provide a very useful fundamental information. How should we downscale remote sensing footprints? And then integrated a simple mass balance model with ensemble Kelvin filter could produce a reasonable estimate of Luzon soil moisture in terms of the spatial pattern and actual moisture content. And then the covariance localization generates a similar spatial patterns of Luzon soil moisture as what would be generated based on Krieging using the ground truthing data. Thank you.
Okay, we have the acknowledgements, so we don't stamp out. Do you have time for a question? Henry? Ole?
Yes, Ole.
You have a few measurement points. I guess your parliament building you are updating is based on those points.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. That's why we have introduced another function, covariance localization, based on the general pattern of soil moisture that we know. Oh, in this particular exercise, yes, only those selected points. But in terms of understanding of the catchment soil moisture pattern, like the first slide we showed, we actually had a lot more points throughout the catchment that we know. So basically, in terms of the soil moisture pattern and its relationship to soil type and landform units, we already have that built into the kind of covariance localization function there. So that may be a little bit tricky there. Any more questions? All right. No, thank you.